Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And with us is Andrew Foster, live and in the studio. And good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Doing well.
Nothing stays the same, does it?
Nothing stays the same.
If you rebroadcast our show from last Thursday, we were talking about deadlines for filing taxes, and that has changed some ways, hasn't it?
That's right. You know, I think with the coronavirus, everything is day to day.
Sure.
I think that's the best way to
describe
it.
Hour to hour.
It's hour to hour, yeah. That's probably even better than day, just day to day.
Yeah.
But, you know, every day you expect something to be a little bit different. And, you know, last week we talked about how the IRS had extended the payment deadline
if you owed
for taxes. So if you owed, you had to get your payment in by July 15th, 2020. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they didn't extend the filing deadline.
So you still had to file April.
So you still had to file April 15th, but even if you couldn't pay your bill, you just file it, and then you don't have to pay till July 15th. They'll waive any interest and penalties associated with the filing. And I talked about how that was just kind of a strange decision by the Treasury Department.
Yeah.
It just didn't really make much sense because, you know, here we are telling people, you know, social distance, stay indoors as much as possible. And yet we want you to get your taxes filed. We want you to go see that CPA. And, you know, there may need to be a face-to-face encounter potentially there. You know, there's only so much you can do over the phones. We're talking about documentation. Just a lot of issues that were raised by that. Well, they finally got their act together.
They figured it out.
They figured it out and said, look, that's probably not the best idea at this point in time. Let's go ahead and extend that filing deadline out to July 15th, 2020. So you do not have to file your taxes. You do not have to pay your taxes until July 15th, 2020. This is the new April 15th for this particular year, since people are so familiar with that with that particular deadline. There's nothing that you need to do in order to get this extension. So, you know, that's kind of the next question is that, well, Andrew, what do I have to do? What document do I need to file? What form have they invented to come up with this, you know, lack of filing, lack of paying by April 15th? The answer is nothing. You just do nothing. You just treat July 15th as your April 15th, and make sure that, you know, you get your taxes filed and paid by that time. We talked about refunds. You know, if you are getting a refund, Mike, you know, go ahead and get that return filed if at all possible, because hey, that's extra money in your pocket right now that a lot of our listeners need. So, you know, certainly you don't have to wait till July 15th. You can file at any point in time right now. So if you do a refund, go ahead and get that return filed. Now, the interesting thing here is that we mentioned that you have 3 years from the date a return is due to get that filing made in order to claim a refund.
And we had a scenario about that.
We did.
Yep.
And so one of our questions now is okay, what about these true procrastinators? What about these individuals who are due a refund from back in 2016?
Yeah.
The deadline to file that one would have been April 15th, 2017.
Okay.
Here we go. 3 years. Is it to April 15th or is it to the new extended July 15th deadline? The answer is April 15th.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah. Wow. So they have not extended out that extra. They're not giving you that extra 3 months to get that refund claim for 2016. So the bottom line is, for you super procrastinators out there who are owed money by the government, you got to make that filing by April 15th, 2020. They're not going to give you that additional time.
I don't have much sympathy for that person. I mean, there might be some extenuating circumstances, but if it's 3 years and, you know, to say, well, that might cause confusion, it should be July 15th. No, get it in and get your money.
Yeah. And so just that deadline has become fixed. What about, you know, self-employment tax? So our listeners who are 1099s out there, it applies to self-employment tax as well. So don't worry about, you know, interest and penalties or anything associated with self-employment tax. That will still be due by July 15th. It's included with the extended deadline. What about estimated tax payments?
We had a call on that last week.
Yeah. So estimated
Bob.
Tax payments.
Right.
Yeah. Bob.
Bob from Moorhead City called.
And the answer here is that when we talked about it, we're extending quarter one estimated tax payments for 2020. So that goes to July 15th, 2020. But what about quarter two, Mike? They're due June 15th.
Still.
It's as easy as 213. Quarter two is still going to come before quarter one in this regard.
Now that doesn't make sense.
So that's what the service has decided. They're going to go with quarter two due before quarter one. So got to get your estimated tax payment made by June 15th. And then guess what? You turn around the next month and have to pay it.
Three.
So
what do you say? we made light of that, Andrew, but seriously, yeah. Q1 is January, February, March due. Mm-hmm. It would have been due April 15th.
Correct.
Is now due.
Now due July 15th.
Q2 is April, May, June.
Yep.
Which is due
June 15th.
June 15th?
June 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. June 15th, 2020. So that's when it's due and that's when it's going to stay due.
Okay.
So the bottom line is, like I said, as easy as 213, as far as estimated tax payments go. Can't get it all right, Mike. You know, they gotta.
Hey, you know what? You may come back here next week.
That's right.
They might fix that one. We changed.
What about trusts and estates? So this is a good one for, you know, Harvell and Collins. I'm working on with CPAs on a lot of trust filings and estate filings right now. The deadline for Form 1041, which is the income side of trusts and estates. So we file 1040s as individuals. Trusts and estates file Form 1041 for their income for the particular year. That one's extended. So that one's going to be extended on out. So you have till July 15th if you're on a calendar year for those trusts and estates. However, your estate and gift tax returns, so your forms 706 and 709, so if you've made a substantial gift during the year or if you have an estate return that's due, not going to be extended. So just FYI on that. Corporations, C corporations, you get your extension out to July 15th, 2020. Here's an interesting one, partnerships and S corps. Okay, so those are actually due, those were due, Mike, by March 16th, actually kind of a weird day on that one. March 16th, 2020. Those have not been postponed. So if you miss the deadline on your S corp, on your partnership, then you are now in delinquent status. So make sure you get those in as quickly as possible. Hopefully you got your extension before those returns were due. But partnerships, Form 1065s, S corps, 1120s, those were due by March 16th, and those are now delinquent. They did not get grandfathered in any kind of way relative to this extended deadline. What about the state of North Carolina?
Well, I just got a text from a friend. He said, this is all federal talk. Yeah. What about at the state level?
What about the state level? Okay, so good question here. So the state level says you can file your state, your corporate, your franchise taxes July 15th.
Okay.
That's going to be your deadline for filing and payment. However, there's this statutory rule in North Carolina that we must charge interest. So, get your state North Carolina payments made. It's kind of a weird rule, but what they're saying is, and the NCDOR released their information, put out a press release and said, yes, you can file and pay by July 15th. We'll waive any penalties that are associated with your failure to pay. However, we got to charge you the interest that's associated with that because that's statutory law. Now, North Carolina legislature could do something about that, but it's not going to be an edict from the NCDOR. It can't be an edict from the governor in this regard. It's statutory law. Therefore, the legislature must be the ones to change that. So, you know, I implore our representatives, if they happen to be listening, now might be a good time to go ahead and get a bill put in there to just do a little exception relative to, you know, the extended deadline out here and say, we're not going to charge you interest associated with this at this particular time. It could be a simple one-off rule, you know, nothing that's going to be permanent in the statute.
Right.
It could just be a simple measure that's going to be passed, but it's got to come through the state house and the state senate, signed by the governor in order to get any relief from interest relative to the state. So, that's the answer relative to the state of North Carolina, because I knew that we'd have our listeners wondering about that.
Well, they better giddy up on that, the legislators, if they put a 0% out there.
Yeah. Another interesting thing. So we'll flip back over to the feds. Relative to the contributions to IRAs and your health savings accounts.
Yeah.
So remember, we got this rule that says that you can make contributions to IRAs before April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been extended? That's a question. Luckily, the IRS has answered it, and they said yes.
Wow.
You now have July 15th to make that contribution to that IRA, to make that contribution to your health savings account, for, you know, so you've got this extended deadline out there. What does all this mean, Mike? What does all this mean? I think that it means that these are all very particular rules, that you need to know the answers to. I'll do my best to post some stuff on Facebook. IRS did come out with some great Q&As, so that's very helpful. And so I think that the idea would be for, you know, our listeners to, you know, educate themselves or seek professional help.
Yeah, like in Hope Valley Collins.
Yeah, exactly.
We got, Andrew, we got Paul from Cape Carteret on the phone. He's got a question for you. I hope it's for you. Paul, hey, go ahead, Paul. Welcome to Coastal Daybreak and Andrew Foster.
Hi.
Hey,
Andrew.
Paul.
My family, my brothers and sisters and I own an S-Corp, and that usually we get a distribution every year to pay the taxes for the S-Corp, our portion of them. And they've held off on distributions, saying because the tax deadline's been moved. And did I just hear you saying taxes are still due on March 16th?
No, so that would be for your S-Corp, you actually needed to file by March 16th, 2020. You're right. So 1120Ss were by March 16th, 2020 was the filing deadline on those. My guess is there was probably an extension filed. If you're telling me that they're saying we're going to hold off on this regard. So that would be what I would ask the question is, was there actually a formal extension filed? And if so, then they're going to end up with a deadline in September for those particular return being due.
Thanks, Paul, for the question. And if you have further questions, Paul, or anybody else listening, you want to talk to Andrew after the show, reach him at the office, 252-726-9050, or go online to harvellandcollins.com. Thanks for joining us, Andrew. We'll see you next week.